This is the epic School of the Spirit sale as we transition to our new platform. A lot of these courses will not be there anymore. We've got courses on knowing in the spirit, divorcing spirit husbands and wives, the nocturnal warfare. Some of these classes, nobody else is teaching this stuff in a biblical way. Show me where it is. That's why I'm teaching it. I want to educate you. There's lots of stuff, prophetic courses, seer courses, spiritual warfare courses. You can also get on the wait list to enter into the brand new paradigm for our actual schools. We have courses, we have schools, and we're going to do something very special for all of our school students going forward. You'll be getting an email if you're part of that. Hang with us as we transition. 70% off, guys. That's the best we can do. I'm sorry. I know some of you wanted it to be free. Can't do it, guys. Some of you wanted it to be $12. Can't do it, guys. These things, some of these classes were $500 and $600. They're $29, $39, $49, $59, $69, $79, or $97. And you can't find some of this stuff anywhere else. Grab it while you can. SchoolOfTheSpirit.tv. This is not going to be there. Once it's gone, it is gone. There's intercession. Then there's militant intercession. We are in an era of war, and we need to become more militant in our intercession to aggressively push back powers of darkness, combat enemy interference, and contend for the great awakening. Militant intercession is offensive, aggressive, relentless, to possess the gates of our enemy. In the times and seasons we're in, we need militant intercession. You know, I taught an entire course on this in our School of Prayer and Intercession at schoolofthespirit.tv. I want to give you a glimpse at what you need to know. Listen in. See, when we got saved, we essentially enlisted as soldiers in the army of God. And as soldiers, we need to be militant. We need to live a militant lifestyle. Now, all intercession is not militant. You have to understand, there's different types of intercession. There's different types of prayer. There's the prayer of faith. There's the laying hands on the sick and the healing prayer. There's the prayer of supplication. There's all kinds of prayer. And likewise, there are many different types of intercession. We've been talking about different kinds. We're talking about travail last month. We talked about the gatekeeper intercession, the watchman intercession. There's the compassionate intercession. So there's different kinds. So all intercession, I don't want you to get in a ditch and believe that this is the way we pray all the time. It's like a surgeon that has a bunch of tools, or an auto mechanic. You know, they use certain tools for certain things. And there are times when we need to get militant in our intercession. Somebody say militant. Militant. Oh, say it stronger. Militant. Yes, that's better. Because we're talking about being militant. It's a more aggressive stance. It's a more assertive stance. It's not a soaking issue. This is a warfare issue. And we are soldiers in the army of God. And there are times when we must be militant. Somebody say militant. Militant. Try it again. Very good. You're getting it. Amen. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you help us today to understand this concept that Cindy Jacobs first brought to the body of Christ about militant intercession, God. Help us, Lord, to know when to be militant and when to make supplication, when to pray the prayer of faith, when to pray for mercy. God, help us to use the right intercessory prayer strategy for the right situation in Jesus' name. Amen. So let's first look at what militant means. Now, is there anybody here that's been in the military? I know, Karen, your family was in the military. Your father was. Anybody else here in the military? Oh, yes. Pastor Mitch and Pastor Pilar were in the military. So they know about, and Alexa says, were you in the military? Your husband. And so if you've been around military people, you know they have a certain way about them. They're trained in a certain way. Now, they don't always act that way. The military man or the military woman doesn't act the same way on the battlefield as they would in the home. But the values and the it sort of infuses their whole personality to a degree. But militant means engaged in warfare or combat, fighting and aggressively active. I like that. Aggressively active. When you're militant, you're being aggressive. You're being active. And so we can't walk around all the time just being militant. We have to walk in love. Sometimes walking in love means being militant because we need to kick the devil out. And so in love, we are engaging in a militant intercessory prayer in order to see somebody set free from something. But we can't walk around all the time being militant. Sometimes the intercession needs to be just of a different nature. But militant, I like it. I like it. Over again in scripture, we see references to the church as a military force. I'm going to read you some of these scriptures because I want you to see there's a time to wear the priestly mantle. There's a time to wear the kingly mantle. There's a time for all things. And we've got to pray the right kind of prayers for the right situation. But we are soldiers. And so Jesus in Luke 9:13, Jesus said, "Occupy till I come." And so we know that in the world of war, you know, when we invade a territory, it's one thing to invade, it's another thing to occupy. And so as militant intercessors, when we're on a military campaign in prayer for the Lord, we're not just invading the kingdom, we're pushing them back, pushing them out and occupying for the glory of God. You understand? And it's a different kind of thrust. It's an aggressive thrust. But Jesus told us, occupy till I come. Jesus is also called the captain of our salvation and the captain of the host. That is a military term, a captain. You know, it didn't say he's not just the Prince of Peace. That's a royal term, right? But he's also a captain. He's also a military figure. As a matter of fact, in the book of Revelation, he comes back in full warfare mode. He's not just the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, but the Bible says, the Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. And so part of his persona is to be militant at times. You have to be militant to deal with the devil. You cannot just pray a compassionate prayer, "Oh Lord, oh Jesus, please free Sister Karen from that whatever malady she has. Oh Jesus, show compassion, show mercy." You can pray that and it's not wrong, but it's not going to get rid of the devil. You have to take it by force. Somebody say take it by force. Jesus said the kingdom of God suffers violence and the violent take it by force. Now he's talking about the spiritually violent. So being militant is being spiritually violent. Violent in the spirit. Because the enemy is violent against us. And so we've got to be equally as violent, if not more so. And I don't mean, because we're not fighting, you know, with carnal weapons. We're not fighting with bazookas and tanks. We're fighting with spiritual weapons. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty in God to pulling down strongholds. So Jesus, the captain of our salvation. Jesus, according to 1 John 3:8, Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. That is a militant word. He didn't come just to subdue the works of the devil. He didn't come to hinder the works of the devil. He didn't come to play patty cake and compromise and negotiate with the devil. He came, somebody say it with me, to destroy the works of the devil. Not just to set him aside or to slow him down. He came to destroy the works of the devil. And so when we are engaging in militant intercession, we are on a seek and destroy mission. Shabakatarabashe. We want to seek the demon power that is responsible for wreaking havoc in our lives or the lives of someone else and deal with it. Somebody say, deal with it. We want to destroy it. Hallelujah. We want to eradicate it so that it does not come back again. Many times we get a breakthrough, but the devil comes right back in because we didn't occupy. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil. Talking about being militant. Somebody say militant. Militant. Oh. Militant. That's better. By the end, you'll be doing it right. Hallelujah. Revelation 19:11, I mentioned this. Jesus is coming back to judge. The Bible says to judge and to make war. The enemy, 1 Peter 5:8-9, the enemy is looking for someone to devour. And then James 4:7, the Bible says to resist the devil. Now in 1 Timothy 1:18, Paul told Timothy to wage a good warfare with the prophetic word that was spoken over his life, to wage war with it. He didn't say, well, just, you know, Timothy, you know, my son, you know, I love you, my son, just confess the prophecy. Just meditate on the prophecy. Those are good things to do. Confess it. Meditate. He didn't say, well, you know, just share the prophecy with your friends and write it out 10 times a day and to be positive, be, you know, think positively about this prophecy. No, he said, wage war with the prophetic word. That's a militant, aggressive force. Why would he have to use that context? Because I'll tell you why. Because the devil does not want to see the will of the Lord come to pass in your life, especially the prophetic word, because it is so specific to you. I mean, all of God's promises are yes and amen, and they're all for us. But when you get that very, very, very specific prophetic word over your life, you better believe that all of hell is going to try to keep you from walking in it, because God will get the glory. We've got to wage war with the prophetic word. Paul also told Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:4, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. So he's engaged in warfare. Philippians 2, verse 25, Epaphroditus, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldier. He referred to his companions in the faith as soldiers more than once. Several times, Paul called his brothers in Christ soldiers.
You know, God told Joshua 4 times to be strong and courageous. And he later told the warriors following him into the promised land to be strong and courageous. He was echoing the Lord's instruction to him. Now, if you want to learn how to engage the enemy at new levels, take this or some of the other courses over at schoolofthespirit.tv. Check out the School of Spiritual Warfare, the School of Prayer and Intercession. Remember what I said, this is 70% off. You're not going to find these prices ever again. You're not going to find these classes ever again. Get on over there, browse around, see what suits you. We're preserving all the content for you. We're going to transfer it to the new platform. You'll maintain access forever, but you're not going to see it on the new site. It's a whole new paradigm, and we've got a lot of juicy stuff. For example, if you buy anything, we're going to send you a special gift when we launch the new site. So you can't lose. Grab it while you can, even if you don't have time to watch it right now. Schoolofthespirit.tv. There's no code necessary. It's already marked down. You're like, well, how can something that's $69 be marked down? Because it was originally a lot more than that. And these are classes you can't find anywhere else. Seeker activation classes? Come on. This is great stuff. Get on over there quickly because the sale ends soon. Schoolofthespirit.tv, guys. I love you. I want to pray for you in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, to give us a militant spirit, not with how we deal with people, but how we deal with the enemy. Help us, Lord, never to break rank. Help us, Lord, to stand in the gap. Help us, Lord, to make up the hedge. Help us, Lord, to deploy your weapons, which are mighty. Help us, Lord, to overcome at every turn. Help us, Lord, to set our forehead like flint and our backbones like steel. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for a militancy that causes the devil to flee. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Guys, I love you so much. If this is helping you, give me a 5-star review. Share this with somebody and get on over there to schoolofthespirit.tv.